Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Monday, June 22nd. A teenager drowned Saturday at Houghton's Pond in Milton while swimming with a group of friends less than 2 weeks after graduating from Quincy High School. Norfolk County District Attorney Mike Morrissey confirming yesterday that 18-year-old Kayron Costa of Quincy was swimming about 7 o'clock Saturday night when he went under and did not resurface. A state police underwater recovery team and other crews searched for Costa. He was pulled from the water and brought to a Boston hospital, but did not survive. Police and the DA's office are investigating Costa's drowning. Quincy High School principal Keith Ford wrote in a letter to families that Costa was there with fellow members of the class of 2026. Quincy just held its high school graduation on June 9th. Ford said that a crisis clinician and Quincy High School staff will be on hand today at the school to support current students and recent graduates. In a post on social media, Ford said that Costa was, quote, an awesome student who was a, quote, man of great character. The principal said that Costa was a Recognition of Effort Award recipient. Ford said when he had lunch with Costa, he expressed how much Quincy High School meant to him and his family. A Braintree man was arrested Saturday for allegedly running through an active crime scene in Mattapan where a woman died. 21-year-old Robert Menestimi was charged with disturbing the peace and interfering with a police officer. He'll be arraigned today in Dorchester District Court. According to Boston police, while officers were guarding a crime scene in the area of 1617 Blue Hill Avenue, about 7 o'clock Saturday night, Menestimi entered the taped-off area, which was closed to both motor vehicle and pedestrian traffic. Police said Menestimi was recording the scene while laughing and dumped a cup containing an unknown liquid in the middle of the crime scene. According to investigators, Menestimi ignored verbal commands to stop from officers and continued running around laughing and recording on his phone. After evading several officers, he was eventually apprehended on the median of Blue Hill Avenue. The crime scene was in connection with a carjacking and subsequent deadly motor vehicle crash. 37-year-old Ibrahim Matos from Hyde Park was charged with murder, carjacking, leaving the scene of an accident resulting in death, and leaving the scene of an accident resulting in personal injury. Matos will be arraigned today in Dorchester District Court. The name of the deceased victim has not been released. Police said bystanders jumped in to help apprehend Matos after he crashed into an MBTA bus. It was a chaotic night in Brockton after two people were injured in two separate shootings near where officers were clearing out large crowds in the street. First shooting occurred in the area of Main Street. At about 7:50 last night, a man was suffering a gunshot wound outside of a barbershop. He was conscious and alert and taken to an area hospital. Hours later, about 10:20 last night, another person was rushed to the hospital after being shot at the intersection of Warren and Forest Ave. That condition is unknown at this time. Then about 2 o'clock this morning, officers in tactical gear dispersing a large crowd of World Cup fans. That gathering took place on Main Street, just blocks away from where the shootings happened. Witnesses say they were mostly Cape Verde fans and also witnessed pepper spray being used to disperse the crowd. Large amounts of trash were left behind. The incident remains under investigation. Well, the Quincy City Council will wrap up its business before summer break tonight. The Oversight Committee will meet at 6, the Rules Committee at 6:45, a special council meeting at 7 o'clock, and then the Ordinance Committee at 7:05, all at City Hall. The council will debate issues surrounding the pay raises for the mayor and city councilors, the theft of funds by the former Elder Services Director, and the Quincy Housing Authority's board. Last week, the council finalized next year's budget after cutting a total of $3.2 million, leaving the final budget at $488 million. Council President Ann Mahoney said councilors were very aware of the city's total debt while they were reviewing the spending plan. Mahoney said councillors were focused on only cutting excess funds that went unspent in the current year's budget. However, the council did eliminate the Emergency Management Department. The future of the former Eastern Nazarene College property in Quincy is unclear now that the City Council has rejected a proposal from Mayor Thomas Koch to have the city purchase the former campus. Councilors last week voted 6-3 against the request for $22.5 million to purchase the 27-acre parcel. Mayor Thomas Koch says he expects to discuss the future of the property with representatives of the college soon. Koch called the council vote a missed opportunity, but the majority of councilors said they did not want to add to the city's debt and that the city still has some control over future development at that site. The college closed last year after over 100 years in Quincy. Crews are making good progress on the construction of the new Squantum Elementary School in Quincy. The shell of the new building is complete, and crews are working on installing an elevator. Roofing and windows will be installed next, and all the major systems will also be advancing. An interior courtyard will also be installed for an outdoor classroom. The original 1919 portion of the school is also being completely renovated. Officials say the new school is on track to open in the fall of 2027. A former U.S. Postal Service employee from Hull has pleaded guilty to failing to deliver about 14,700 pieces of mail intended for customers in Brighton, Dorchester, and Mattapan. 29-year-old Kalia Turner pleaded guilty in Boston federal court to one count of obstruction of mail. Turner worked as a full-time letter carrier for the Postal Service from November of 2022 until January of 2025. In that role, he was assigned to several Boston area post offices, including locations in Brighton, Dorchester, Fort Point, and Mattapan. Prosecutors said Turner rented a storage locker at a U-Haul moving and storage in Weymouth in January. After he stopped making monthly rental payments on that unit, authorities said they recovered almost 15,000 pieces of undelivered mail from the locker. The mail was addressed to customers along delivery routes in Brighton, Dorchester, and Mattapan. Among the items recovered were U.S. passports, jury notifications, government checks, education documents, and immigration paperwork. A sentencing hearing will be held at a later date. Turner faces a maximum sentence of 6 months in prison, up to a year of supervised release, and a fine of up to $5,000. The Thomas Crane Public Library in Quincy has been awarded 75 Chromebook laptops through the Connected and Online program, significantly expanding digital access for patrons across the community. Chromebooks will be available for checkout from the Library of Things for use within the library or at home. The Connected and Online program is an initiative led by the Massachusetts Broadband Institute, a division of the Massachusetts Technology Collaborative. Launched in 2025, the program aims to support community members who may not have access to a computer at home for educational, employment, and healthcare needs. Thomas Crane Public Library's Library of Things is a collection of tools, instruments, electronics, gadgets, and more, all available to borrow for free with a library card. Snug Harbor School, in partnership with Stop and Shop and Quincy Asian Resources, recently celebrated the ribbon cutting of its new Grow program and food pantry, a resource dedicated to supporting the Snug Harbor School community. Through Corey's Grow program, families will not only have access to healthy, nutritious food, but also to valuable social service supports and English as a second language classes, helping to address a wide range of family needs. Officials say the initiative is an important step in helping to combat food insecurity and ease the burden on families by increasing access to healthy, nutritious food, while also providing wraparound holistic family care. Check of business news this morning, and stocks open the day in positive territory. The Dow up 72, the NASDAQ rising 496, the S&P adding 80. Asian stocks mixed today, with markets in Japan and South Korea trading higher and setting new records, while oil prices edged lower on fresh optimism over progress in U.S.-Iran negotiations. The dollar rose, the euro was down, and oil is at $79 a barrel. In sports, Seattle beats the Red Sox 3-1. Sox are off to Colorado to take on the Rockies tonight at 8:40. Forecast from the National Weather Service for today. We've got some clouds to start and then some rain moving in later this afternoon. Maybe some thunderstorms. High today, 80. The rain will linger this evening. It'll be heavy at times, a low around 60. Scattered thunderstorms tomorrow, high 78. Sunshine returns Wednesday, high of 83, and partly sunny, 86 on Thursday. For the boater, waves about a foot. Wind southwest at 5 knots, becoming southeast later today. High tide, 6:33 p.m. Sunrise, 5:07, sets at 8:24. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News Update for Monday, June 22nd.